Is it his style that's on trial or his philosophy for enforcing security at the border in Maricopa County, Arizona? Sheriff Joe Arpaio's trial in Phoenix is the biggest show in town. Arpaio's tough tent city jail approach for border crossers and immigrant criminals where temperatures would shoot over 100 degrees regularly, or his traffic patrols to seek out undocumented immigrants made him famous. But a judge ruled in 2011 that his patrols constituted racial profiling. He was ordered to stop them. He defied the order, and he's back in court, facing contempt of court charges. Jimmy Jenkins is senior field correspondent for KJZZ. He says the defense is trying to play Arpaio's popularity up, a real risk in this courtroom.
This is actually a bench trial, so Judge Susan Bolton gave them the option at the outset that this could be a jury trial, but that could lead to more potential time for the sheriff. So I think both parties were happy that it's a bench trial, which means that the maximum possible outcome would be a six-month sentence. She has been very skeptical of both sides, so it's kind of hard to get a read on which way the judge is going at this point. But I will say there does seem to be a lot of evidence presented so far that is going to make it hard for the defense to show that the sheriff was not aware of these orders that he's accused of violating.
Is this a case about Arpaio's style and toughness, or is it really a battle of philosophies on how to deal with immigration in a place like Maricopa County?
Ooh, that's a good question, and we're kind of hearing about that in court right now. I think the government would say that this is very much everything about Joe Arpaio and his policies, just his tendency to, throughout his whole career, kind of push back against the federal government, flaunt those that would try to come after him and hold him accountable for things like civil rights violations. But then the defense would say that, no, the sheriff was actually acting in good faith, trying to enforce federal laws. But that's the thing here. He's actually gotten too carried away enforcing federal laws. At one point, his deputies had what's called 287G authority. So they were trained by the feds, and then they were allowed to enforce federal immigration law. But that authority was taken away. But the sheriff continued and expanded the program. And so that what we're looking at in court is how he went about doing that. And was he doing what a federal judge was telling him to do as things moved along?
What's the likelihood that Arpaio will, in a sense, kind of make himself a martyr and stipulate that, hey, I was just trying to protect the people of Maricopa County, all of this procedural stuff be damned, but that's going to be how they get him?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's likely. Like yesterday, most of the defense's opening arguments were just restating things that the sheriff had said publicly. They talked about how he, bragged that he doesn't serve a president or a governor. He just serves the people of Maricopa County. They kept putting up on the screen these news releases that those of us here in newsrooms in Phoenix used to see all the time, once a day, sometimes twice a day. They were often just bragging about how the sheriff, he won't back down. The message was that the sheriff does what he wants. He always jokes about how his favorite Frank Sinatra song is My Way, so it's not like he would ever play this down. But what they're arguing is that he was still doing things within the bounds of the law. And that's definitely the case they're going to make, that he was looking out for the safety of his citizens here.
Will the Department of Justice testify, even possibly the Attorney General?
Well, we learned yesterday that Jeff Sessions has been served a subpoena. And so the judge asked both parties if they had heard anything back from that, and they said that they had not. So it's yet to be seen what the response will be from the Department of Justice.
Jimmy Jenkins is senior field correspondent for KJZZ and has been following the case in Maricopa County against Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Jimmy, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.